a word for you from Luke 10 verse 40. Lord, do you not care? Martha was sure that if the Lord really cared, he would demonstrate his love by lightening her workload. Actually, the Lord did lighten Martha's workload, but not in the way that she anticipated. Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. It is not the work that Martha was doing that was the problem. It was her attitude. What she had intended as a labor of love had become a frustrating burden, to the extent that she had publicly humiliated her sister Mary, interrupted the teachings of the Lord, effectively accusing him of not caring. Instead of blessing the Lord and his followers with gracious hospitality, Martha had now created a scene, which doubtless spoiled the atmosphere and soured the situation. The Lord did not rebuke the work she was doing, but her lack of balance. This report on our Lord's visit to Martha and Mary's house in Bethany comes immediately after the teaching of the parable of the Good Samaritan. A lawyer had tried to trap the Lord by asking, what did he have to do to inherit eternal life? And the Lord had responded by saying, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it? And the lawyer responded with a great command from Deuteronomy 6. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbors yourself. The Lord commended his answer and said, you have answered rightly, do this and live. The lawyer could have just left it at that, but wanting to justify himself, he asked, and who is my neighbor? And the Lord gave the parable of the Good Samaritan and spoke about how the priest passed by on the other side and the Levite passed by, but the Samaritan had compassion on him and bandaged his wound and put ointment on it and set him on his animal, brought him to an inn. And Jesus said, so which of the three was a neighbor to the one who fell amongst thieves? And Jesus said, when he challenged the lawyer, who do you think was the good neighbor? The lawyer said, the one who had mercy on him. And Jesus said, go and do likewise. Now the Bible makes it clear, love is more than mere words and talk. True love shows itself in action. And this is exactly what Martha had intended to do, to show her love through service. She was seeking to meet the needs of the Lord Jesus and his disciples. In many ways, Martha was being a good Samaritan. She was seeking to love the Lord with all her heart, with all of her soul, with all of her strength, with all of her mind, and her neighbor as herself. However, Martha had allowed her labor of love to be derailed into a burden of frustration. The Lord did not rebuke her for making preparations. As the hostess, it was a duty to care for a guest. However, she had tried to impress with an elaborate meal of too many courses.